stop to think over the years that Norway and the United States have had really very good relations. We work very well together, NATO, I mean. Permanent system rather than a see why they have to be in good shape.
I've been to Denmark, but I've never been there.
there in 1959. It's a lot more open than it was. It's a matter of degree. But that's important.
Of course it's important.
Because, not because of the legislative system of government, because the Russian people are people that are going to have a lot to do with the future of the world.
Right.
And they're strong
people. Well, they are. They're strong.
Vigorous people. They're good people to know.
That's right.
Yeah. And so it is with the Chinese. So we're to But having said that, I think it's more also very important, you know, that we in this country are trying to establish a dialogue with those who are definitely have not been our friends. Or the friends of the free world, that we do so. But at the same time, we are quite aware of the absolute necessity of maintaining our friendships. With all of our friends in Europe and the other Greek nations in these countries.
Yes.
And sometimes the Greek nations that you sort of get this, well, I'm from a small country, somebody says, or it's Asia, and I'm an American. It's not true of yours.
Anyway, you need to look. Three United States is one of the capitals of the world.